The ruins of the jungle whisper that the drowned earth was not always as it is now. Kratzk Malakfo. Joining the Skyton militia was the best thing that could have ever happened to Kratzk, as far as his father was concerned. After all, what the hell else was the boy good for? His mother was killed in a raider attack when he was 7, while his father worked as an assistant for the Skyton dock mechanic. He was a loving but decidedly hands-off parent. For most of his childhood, Kratzk was surrounded by boats and machinery. Only a fool would have failed to pick up knowledge and a few skills. For all his faults, Kratzk was no fool. His problem was discipline and focus, not intelligence. The scrapes Kratzk got himself into were good-natured rather than delinquent, but his reputation as a no-hoper was sealed from an early age. By the age of 16, he was a passable mechanic. But his father's boss wouldn't give him work. Nor would the second mechanic in town, as, by now, Kratzk's hopeless antics were notorious. For some years, he lounged around, taking the odd bit of light repair work where he could, but otherwise wasting time in Skyton's bars and tap shacks. However, circumstances gave him the break which changed his life and set him on the straight and narrow. News came in that a petrol-powered river schooner had broken down upstream. The cargo was a vital cache of medical supplies. Raider activity was high, and so Governor Ruge sent out the militia. They needed a mechanic, right away, to fix the boat and bring it in. Kratzk's father had trapped his hand in a gear assembly the previous week and was off work. His boss was backed up with all the extra work caused by this and refused to join the mission at any cost. So, Kratzk was given a chance to go with the militia rescue effort as mechanic, a chance he jumped at. The schooner was indeed in big trouble. The gear coupling was shot, and so Kratzk had to work fast, bypassing the drive coupling with a makeshift rig to give the craft thrust. Raiders attacked, and Kratzk had to work under both pressure and gunfire. Forek was impressed by the boy's skills and composure and saw the benefits of hiring a full-time mechanic. Kratzk enjoyed the military life. Joining the militia tempered his wild, irresponsible nature and knocked the rough edges off his unusual upbringing. That is not to say that Kratzk is entirely responsible or even very wise, but he is undoubtedly experienced, brave, and loyal. His sense of identity and self-worth comes almost entirely from his support and protection of the Skyton community, the only task he's ever truly taken seriously.
Thanks for joining us for another tale from the Drowned Earth. As always, you can check out the Indie Invasion podcast on Podbean and all of your other podcast services. You can also check us out on Patreon and our Facebook page. And remember to prepare yourself for the invasion.